Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're setting aside the usual birth certificates and census forms for a bit.
Yeah, we're digging into something else.
We're looking at a source that, honestly, can feel like hitting the jackpot for family history. Historical newspapers.
Oh, absolutely. They're often overlooked, but just packed with incredible detail, way beyond the basic facts you get from official records.
Right. Those records give you the skeleton, the names and dates. But newspapers, they add the muscle, the story. They tell you what life was like.
Exactly. They provide that context, you know, the everyday details, the community buzz, sometimes even surprising personal stories that really bring your ancestors to life.
It's like finding a mystery prize box, isn't it? You never quite know what amazing detail you'll uncover next. It's not just John Smith was born.
No, it's John Smith was born during that terrible blizzard when the doctor couldn't get through for 2 days. It adds so much texture.
So for this deep dive, we really want to unpack why these old papers are such genealogy gold. What kinds of information are actually hiding in there?
Well, there's a huge range. You've got the expected things, of course, like birth announcements, marriage notices, obituaries, vital stuff.
But even those aren't always just the bare minimum, are they?
Not at all. That's the key. They often contain these amazing little nuggets of information you won't find on a standard certificate.
Okay, so let's start there. A marriage announcement. What extra details might pop up?
Well, first off, you might find the bride's maiden name. Seems simple, but if you didn't know it, that's potentially a whole new family line opened up right there.
That's huge. A total game changer for breaking down those brick walls.
Definitely. And then, very often, they'd list the parents' names for both the bride and the groom. So, boom, another generation back, potentially.
Wow, just from one little newspaper notice. That's incredible.
And it gets better. Later on, say, late 1800s, and especially into the 1900s, you start seeing photos. A picture of the bride. Maybe even the couple.
Oh, imagine. Actually, seeing the face of an ancestor you've only known as a name on a chart. That connection must be amazing.
It really is. Plus, they often gave addresses. Where the bride lived, where the groom lived, maybe where they planned to live.
Okay, and that's useful because...
Because you can use that to find them in census records, look for land deeds, see who their neighbors were. Neighbors were often relatives, you know?
Right, right. Good point. What else in a wedding announcement?
The wedding party. Bridesmaids, groomsmen, flower girls. These were often siblings, cousins, close family friends. You might discover relatives you never knew existed.
A whole list of potential new leads. It's like a bonus family tree tucked inside the announcement.
Pretty much. And don't forget the person who officiated, the minister or priest.
Ah, and that could lead you to church records.
Exactly. Which might contain baptism information, confirmation records, other family details. Another whole avenue opens up.
So that's just the big life events. But newspapers covered more than just births, marriages, and deaths, didn't they? They were like the social media of their day, in a way.
That's a great way to put it. They really captured the pulse of the community. Social events, club meetings, school news, like honor rolls or sports.
So you might find your great aunt mentioned for winning a pie baking contest or something.
You absolutely might. Or attending Mrs. Gable's Tuesday tea party. It gives you a glimpse into their social circle, their hobbies, their everyday life.
It makes them feel more real.
Yeah. And sometimes you find more unusual things, too. Notices about missing relatives, maybe even bits of local gossip or reports of minor crimes or accidents involving family members. It all adds color.
Okay, so beyond those personal snippets, what about reports on broader community events? How do those help us genealogists?
Well, those reports can be fantastic sources for clues that lead you to other records. Think about school announcements. Again, they place people in a specific location at a specific time, list teachers, maybe activities.
Helps confirm timelines and locations. What else?
Land transactions were often reported. Who bought what from whom? This can help you track property ownership and find official deeds.
You mentioned gossip columns earlier.
Yeah, handle with care. But they can sometimes hint at relationships or social connections that aren't documented elsewhere. Even travel news, Mrs. Smith visited her sister in Chicago, tells you about family ties in other places.
Okay, that makes sense. You could follow that lead to Chicago records, maybe?
Precisely. And legal notices are huge, especially probate court announcements.
Probate. That's wills and estates, right?
Right. The newspaper might publish notices about an estate being settled, naming the deceased, the administrator, maybe even the heirs. It's often the key to finding the actual detailed court file.
So the newspaper notice acts like a signpost pointing you towards the official record.
Exactly that. It gives you the names, dates, and location you need to request the full probate packet, for instance. Very, very useful.
It strikes me that even if you don't find your ancestor mentioned by name, just reading the local paper from their time period must be incredibly valuable.
Oh, absolutely critical. This is about understanding the world they lived in. The context is everything.
How so? What kind of context are we talking about?
Well, things like the local customs, the laws of the town, what amenities were available? Was there a library? A hospital? What was the local geography and climate like? All this helps you understand their choices.
Like why they might have moved away or what challenges they face daily.
Exactly. What were the big news stories captivating the community? What were the economic conditions? Was the main industry booming or busting? How did people get around trains, horses, early cars? What technology was common?
It paints a much fuller picture than just names and dates ever could.
It really does. You learn about the culture, entertainment, social standards, fashion even. You see what political issues people cared about, what government activities affected them.
You start to understand their daily lives, how they worked, worshipped, relaxed.
Yeah, even things like what jobs were available, what religious denominations were active, what the schools were like. It all adds layers to your understanding.
You mentioned advertisements earlier, too. What can they tell us?
Oh, ads are fascinating, classifieds especially. Missing person notices tell you about community anxieties. Ads seeking homes for orphans highlight social issues. Patent medicine ads give you a peek into health concerns and beliefs back then.
Wow. It's a real window into their everyday concerns.
It is. I mean, even seeing an official notice advertising the upcoming census, like for the 1830 census perhaps, tells you how that information was shared and how vital it was seen to be. It makes history feel very immediate.
So these newspapers are obviously packed with potential. How easy is it to actually get access to them these days?
It's getting easier all the time, which is fantastic news for researchers. So many historical newspapers are being digitized and put online. Lots of archives, libraries, and specific genealogy websites are involved, and many resources are free.
That's great. Are we talking mainly big city papers?
Big city papers are often available, yes, but don't underestimate the small local ones. For genealogy, those tiny town weeklies can be the real gold mines.
Why is that?
Because they focused intensely on the local people. Births, deaths, marriages, anniversaries, visits, illnesses, minor achievements. It all might get mentioned because it was news to that community.
So definitely look for the paper in the town where your ancestor lived.
Absolutely. But cast your net a bit wider, too.
How so?
Well, news traveled. Maybe a significant event like a wedding or death was reported in a paper in a nearby county or even in a town where other relatives lived. Don't assume it only appeared in one place.
Good tip. And when you are searching these online databases or microfilm, any advice on finding names? It's not always straightforward, is it?
No, definitely not. You need to be flexible. Think about all the ways a name might appear. Full name, obviously, but also initials only J. Smith. Titles like Mr., Mrs., Miss, Doctor, Reverend nicknames were common too.
Like Will for William or Lizzie for Elizabeth.
Exactly. And abbreviations William for William, G.O. for George. Spellings could also be inconsistent back then, so try different variations. Don't give up if the first search doesn't work.
Okay, that's really practical advice. So wrapping this up, it feels like historical newspapers really are indispensable.
I'd say so. They offer that rich biographical detail beyond the vital stats. They provide clues to track down other records through event reporting. And crucially, they give you that invaluable context, understanding their world.
It really is that mystery prize box we talked about.
Yeah.
You just never know what gem you're going to find that completely changes how you see your family story.
Absolutely. And like we said, with so much becoming accessible online, now is really the perfect time for you, the listener, to start digging into the newspapers relevant to your own family history.
There could be an amazing untold story just waiting there in those old pages. Really makes you think, doesn't it? What unexpected chapter of your family's history is lying dormant in a forgotten newspaper column? Thanks for exploring this with us today.